President Bush has signed a $7.2 billion extension of unemployment benefits for millions of Americans. The president's signature came quickly after the House of Representatives passed the bill today. The Senate passed it yesterday. Despite the bill's easy passage, many Democrats say the measure did not go far enough. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
This bill moved through Congress at lightning speed. That almost never happens on Capitol Hill, especially on the first day of business. But if lawmakers hadn't acted swiftly on a bill that President Bush had to sign by tomorrow, then 2.5 million more unemployed workers would have lost their benefit checks. That created so much political pressure to do something that only 4 members of the House voted against it. So the question was never whether to extend unemployment benefits, but for how long.
Frankly, it's the least they could do. We can do better. Joblessness in America is real and it is rampant.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi spoke outside a Democratic strategy session. Democrats wanted to introduce an amendment that would have extended unemployment benefits for more workers and for longer than the plan that passed. President Bush supports extending benefits, but Republicans in the House would not allow Democrats to submit their proposal. That made New York Democrat Charles Rangel furious.
What we have here is an old concept that we know in New York. We call it the good cop, bad cop syndrome. Clearly, the president of the United States is the good cop. The bad cops are saying, yes, we're going to give you an opportunity to vote for unemployment compensation, the small little package.
Many Republicans argued that extending unemployment benefits through the end of May was more than enough. Outside a Republican strategy session, Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas said of the Democrats,
nothing is good enough for them. In fact, I would venture to guess that they would have unlimited unemployment compensation so somebody could stay out of work for the rest of their lives and get unemployment compensation if they had their way.
During debate on the House floor, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas called the Democrats' fight to broaden the measure political grandstanding.
You're going to hear people say we woulda, coulda, shoulda, and the argument is they're being denied rights because they can't offer alternatives. If we don't pass this measure, people will lose, really, their unemployment benefits.
Even Republicans who might have liked to tinker with the bill's language decided not to. Had they changed anything in it, the bill would have had to go back to the Senate, further jeopardizing the deadline for the president's signature. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.